Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Candidate Training, and I am recording this podcast in the middle of a summer-long weekend. And is there anything more glorious, at least for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, than a three-day weekend when the sun is shining and everything calls to us to be outside, to be relaxed, to laugh with friends? There are even fireworks. Isn't that great? And so it's a perfect time to think about inspiration. And we often think about inspiration as something that happens to us. We miraculously come upon someone or something and it gives us inspiration. But it's a better idea, a more powerful idea, to ask the question, how can I seek out inspiration so that I have what I need to find new excitement, new engagement, new ideas? So the definition of inspiration has to do with being motivated to take action. And that makes it sound more like a choice, and it's a choice that begins inside you. And the way to be more inspired is to pay more attention to how you experience inspiration, to choose a time when you were inspired and go there now and really explore it from the inside. See what you see, hear what you hear, feel what you feel as you are inspired, and start being really curious and engaged with this state of inspiration and how it changes what you notice and what you experience in your body and where you experience energy. And anytime you want to feel more inspired, your first answer is just go inside and remember what it's like to be inspired. Then open your eyes and bring that state with you. Another way to be inspired is to allow yourself to use what is around you to open up that experience of inspiration. And this is why so many people find that wonderful aha moment when they are out in nature. So just take advantage. It's a gorgeous day, and whether your inspiration is on a rooftop patio overlooking the city, or out in the woods, or at the edge of water, or maybe even you're lucky and you have a boat and you are on the water. But go someplace that gives you a sense of both openness and movement, and maybe of growth. And just allow what you are paying attention to outside to find connections in your experience and pull those experiences up, so that what is around you is internalized as a state, and that state has space and movement and possibility and beauty. And just enjoy that, knowing that you are doing the most practical thing there is, because you rely on new ideas and new energy. And when you put yourself in a situation that inspires you, and you pay attention to it, and you are present to it, and you allow that connection between outside and inside to really be strong and vivid, then you are awakening within you exactly what you need to move forward. And the third kind of inspiration we get is from another person. Because we are so exquisitely wired to pay attention to other people. And when we are around somebody who has the right energy and the right perseverance and the right passion, we can be inspired to find that in ourselves. So if you're not surrounded by people who are already inspired, who are already working on their big ideas, who are already reaching out in a state of energy and engagement, then find some. Just go out and find some. You might think, I don't know any rich, important, powerful people, and you don't need to. Because a very small child can be a model of inspiration and engagement. Somebody doing a particularly ordinary job, but doing it with full presence and enjoyment, can be an inspiration. If you are not seeing models of inspiration around you, it is because you are not looking for models of inspiration. When you go out and you say, I need to find somebody who's completely energized and engaged by the connection they're making with the people and the circumstances around them, then you'll go out and you will notice that these people are everywhere. They're everywhere, they're every day. Human beings are remarkably connected. And when we connect with energy, we get this bonus of joy. And that bonus of joy causes us to seek more of the connection and more of the energy. It is an entirely virtuous cycle. And you need to begin it with the willpower of being determined to find a model who inspires you. So use the beauty of your weekend, the time and space you have, whether it is little or big, the joy of being outside and connecting with both people and nature in a great way. And use all of that so that when you leave this weekend, you will leave inspired. I'm Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training.